Eduardo's in front. It's going to be no good thing here. Trekking's running on gamely. Eduardo's still a leader. He's flat out. Trekking can't reach him as yet. Eduardo hanging on, hanging on. Eduardo won. Wild Planet jumped out of the ground. Got second. Photo third.
Oh, it was a tough win. But for those who took the $1.70, there were a few nervous moments, as you could hear in David Fowler's call. I wonder if Nash was getting worried halfway up the straight as he toughed it out to win another Group 1 on Eduardo. Good morning, Nash.
Morning, Michael. How are you?
Very well indeed. Were you a bit nervous with a couple of hundred to go?
Yeah, I was very concerned. I sort of... the horses basically had a couple of grand finals now, and, I guess he's sort of proven to be at his best when he's fresh, and especially with a few weeks between runs, which he had on Saturday. But there's no doubt in the world that the racing has had taken a bit out of him. He was able to beat Nature Strip there first up, and that is obviously as tough a run as you could ever have fresh up. And in the Galaxy, he was just explosive, and Saturday he was very vulnerable there at the furlong, and I could feel that. And I guess I just let him sort of do his normal thing and get into his rhythm early, and had to do quite a bit more work than I would have liked to have across the two inside me there. And when Gap came on the scene, I sort of caught him in the corner of my eye going forward. I was sort of concerned even at that early stage because. Obviously we're doing that bit of work, and that Gaff was able to sort of put a bit more speed into the race, and we didn't probably really get the uncontested lead that I hoped for.
Well, he did seem more controlled than what he had been in some of his other big wins, where he puts a margin on them early. Was that a pre-race plan, or was that just how the race unfolded?
Oh, look, I think as he's getting older, and I guess when I first started riding, he was still quite lightly raced for an older horse. He was still very new and, to some extent, inexperienced, But he's just the ultimate racehorse now. And, you can see there after 100, he sort of went to prick his ears and just sort of back it off that fraction. And I've just had to give him a little niggle across Swintex and... while ruler inside me, but it just sort of set him alight against that extra furlong. And as I said, at that point I was really concerned. And look, to be honest, we got to the furlong there, and I'd sort of gone for him, release the shackles a bit, hands and heels, and he felt empty at that stage. I was really, really concerned. And to his credit, he's just the bulldog he is. He just pulled out everything and got the job done.
Yeah, he toughed it out as good horses do, and it was a good training performance from Joe Pride, who admitted that he was on the way down, but he was able to eke another Group 1 out of Eduardo.
A lot of it's got to go to Joe. He's just done an amazing job with this horse.
Is he now a genuine Everest horse? There's no way he can miss a slot, because he's one of the best sprinters on record in the country, but... How would you feel about an Everest with him coming up in a few months up against the new boys that will come on the scene, the two-year-olds, and Nature Strip, where we had the wood on one occasion earlier in this campaign?
Well, I can tell you, I'm looking forward to it already. He's, as I say, he's a different horse now to what he was, last year. Obviously, I got off him. I took a ride early, which was a very good ride. And at that stage, he didn't have a run in the race. So I probably jumped ship a bit soon. But look, as I say, I think he's a different horse now. He's a full package. And, the fighting qualities he's got, they're going to take him a hell of a long way in an Everest. And, I think even at this early stage, he just doesn't let you down. So, he's got to be a top chance for sure.
Well, another Group 1 for you. The carnival's heating up north. Have you got a ride as yet in the Doomben Cup on Saturday?
Yeah, I'm on Toppy Tongue, which, look, I just think around Dubin, she'll be really well suited. God, it's a tough race. It's come up a really strong race, and it's almost Cox Plate-field, so it's not going to be any gimme, but very happy with the ride I've secured, and looking forward to the meeting.
Yeah, it'll be another cracking day on Saturday. Well done, Nash. Another Group 1. How many is that now?
65. So we're slowly sort of getting the tally up there a bit, and just hopefully I can keep it going, because loving every minute of the riding at the moment, and looking forward to the future.